Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for school talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is school talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you'll make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On school talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is school talk.
You know what that means? You know what that means? It is school talk here on Giant 90.9. John Easter with you here this morning. I'm not Emerson. You're not. It doesn't sound like Bree is. Actually, Bree's mic isn't on up there at the top. If you turn on program 1 and 3 there. There we are. We had a ball game last night.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. Sometimes we forget to put those back on before they leave. So, anyway, good morning out there in Indianapolis. We got a fun show for you today.
We do.
So, absolutely fun show. And a little fun music there to get us kicked off because it is, of course, less than a week now before Christmas. We're right in the middle of Hanukkah. I believe this is now the fourth day of Hanukkah. Kwanzaa comes up, of course, after Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to talk about today is the holiday traditions. We got a caller who's going to be calling in here in just a few minutes on Giant 90.9. So stay tuned. It's going to be a great program. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
And Emerson, of course, not with us this morning. I'm sure we'll hear from him before we go as well. But Emerson, out and about this morning, is on. We'll say he's on assignment.
That sounds good.
Yeah, but we had planned it this way. So this is my the show I planned for this morning. But usually it's been tradition that we've done a show before break that has covered something in the holiday realm. So today we're doing holiday traditions on School Talk. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, you can tweet us at WBDG or you can send us a message on Facebook at Giant909 on Facebook. So check us out in either one of those places and become a part. Can't tell you to call in because we don't want to tie up our phone lines. We got a caller here in a couple minutes. But Bria, that brings us to that thing over there. I don't know what it's called. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Right. Winter break is coming up really, really soon. December 20th. Through January 5th. So we'll come back on January 6th. So enjoy your break. And don't forget to study for your finals for 10th period today. And girls basketball, Monday, Ben Davis travels to Shortridge, and the tip time is at 2 p.m. And for boys basketball, which is ranked number 9 in the state, tonight, Warren Central will come to Ben Davis, and the tip time is at 7:30 p.m. And on Saturday, number 8 Brownsburg will be at Ben Davis, and the tip time is at 7:30 p.m., and on Tuesday, Northwest travels to Ben Davis, and the tip time is at 11:30 a.m. For more BD and community news, be sure to follow us on Twitter at WBDG or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/giant90.9. That's been another edition of The Big
Board. And, of course, the Lady Giants were in action last night. They defeated, well, if you're listening on Sunday, it will be Thursday night they were in action, but they defeated the Southport Cardinals by the final score, 55-36, the Lady Giants getting back in the winning track of things. So it looked good last night. So it's a good trip down to Southport when you can do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to get set to go. But as you know, it is the holiday season, and we want to wish you all a very happy holiday, no matter what you celebrate, because that is the time of the season that we're in, and we want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season as we get kicked off here on the program. But right now, I believe joining us on the phone line, it is City County Councilor Zach Adamson. Zach, are you there? Councilor Adamson, are you there? Oh, apparently we had a little technical problem, but we'll see what happens this time. There we go. Councilor Adamson, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great, great. Counselor Zach Adamson joining us here on School Talk. Counselor, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for doing this on short notice. We appreciate you.
No problem.
I was sitting in line at Burger King this morning, and I was like, who could I bring on that would know something about holiday trip? Zach Adamson. yes, because I guess in the interest of full disclosure here, Zach's one of my best friends. And I had the privilege to be in your wedding ceremony. And how many different traditions were represented in your wedding ceremony?
Well, quite a few. We had the pastor of our church, was the denomination of the Metropolitan Community Churches, a Christian denomination. We had a missionary Baptist minister, a Presbyterian minister, a Jewish rabbi, and a Buddhist monk, all performing the ceremony.
And it was a great ceremony, and it wasn't that long either. You would think maybe, you know, with all those traditions represented, that it would be a long ceremony, but it wasn't at all.
Right. Yeah, we were very fortunate. I think it was divine intervention. The ceremony only lasted 22 minutes total for all five pastors and rabbis and monks to finish their portion of it. And I've been to wedding ceremonies with only one member of the clergy that lasted twice as long. So,
yeah, absolutely. Bree, you can jump in if you have questions at any time as well. But, counselor, first of all, let's talk some business here. I'd give you a chance to talk about what's going on the City County Council. So what's going on the council beat right now?
Well, currently there isn't a lot happening at the end of the year, and we're sort of tidying up all the loose ends from 2014 and getting things positioned so that we can hit the ground running in 2015. This being an election year also, so we want to make sure that we're working as efficiently as we possibly can so that we don't have to spend time doing tidying up in the new year. We're working on several things that are going to the council. We've got some economic development projects that are happening. There's a big controversial one that is creating a lot of waves right now, and that is the Angie's List proposal, which a lot of people have read about. There are some other initiatives that didn't get through last year's agenda that are more social in their nature. Councilor Robinson has a homelessness initiative that's got a lot of merit, we'd like to see that sort of honed in and perfected in the near future so that we might be able to act on that and get the city more involved in meeting the needs of the homeless population here in Indianapolis. But that's about all we're really doing right now. There's not a whole lot of activity on the council outside of just getting the appointments situated for their appointments in the beginning of the year.
City County Councilor Zach Adamson joining us here on School Talk. Not with Emerson today, with John Easter. And Emerson, if you're out there listening, we know we're going to hear from you before the end of the program, too, hopefully. But Councilor Adamson, you know, as you, you've gone around this city, and I know it's kind of, and maybe this should, we should just bring this up as well. When you were elected to your term, you were an at-large city county councilor, meaning that you represented the entire Marion County. That now has changed. You have taken over a district seat because Councilor Brian Mahern resigned from the council to take a position with the city, which was a new state law that was enacted. He couldn't continue in that capacity on the council. He had to resign his seat. So how has that been different for you now being back to being more of a district councilor?
Well, that's correct, John. I was elected in as a at-large councilor to represent the whole county, and it's been quite a transition. It's been very difficult to make that switch, mentally at least. But my background really is in working in community development over on the Near East Side, so getting back into that has not been complicated. It's just been hard to forget that countywide perspective that I've had, and in particular, the Angie's List proposal is one of those types of things that creates that conflict. It is located in my new district, and it's something that will be extremely valuable to the Near East Side, most particularly the East Washington Street corridor, starting right there at Southeastern, where their headquarters is located. It's going to be an enormous benefit to the Near East Side, but that does put the city at a little bit of risk. So as an at-large councilor, I would have tried to weigh out that risk with the benefit to the city as a whole. But now my priority, I believe, has to focus mainly on the Near East Side. And so I'm having a meeting with them today to sort of thrash out a few more lingering questions that I have. But it's taken some time to adjust to that new perspective that I've got to have.
Councilor Zach Adamson joining us from the City County Council this morning. And before we let you go, Zach, I know one thing that I wanted to talk about was holiday traditions. As an at-large councilor, prior to now you've taken over the district role, but I know you get out and about around the city. What are some of your favorite holiday traditions that you've seen in your travels around the city, not only for Christmas, but for Hanukkah, for Kwanzaa, for other faiths as well?
Sadly, and this is surprising considering the very large array of diversity that we have in our city, I haven't been invited to see that many diverse types of celebrations. I know that from my own background, my own family being Mexican-American, we have traditionally celebrated Christmas with an event that's called Las Posadas, which is a reenactment of the journey that Mary and Joseph make to the inn on the way to Bethlehem, and they stop at the inn. And each night leading up to Christmas Eve, you go to a different person's house and reenact that process. And half the people stay outside the house and half the people stay inside. And then you sort of sing this dialogue that goes on between Joseph and the innkeeper. And it finally does result in Mary and Joseph coming into the inn, which isn't necessarily exactly how it happens in the story, but it's a very beautiful process with singing and food and music and candles and little figurines that you carry in procession down the sidewalk as you go to that house. I would highly recommend that if anyone has ever has the opportunity to participate in a posada, that you do that. But basically right now, a lot of neighborhoods are doing their holiday celebrations, a lot of food. Losing weight at this time of year is absolutely out of the question.
Very true.
So that's basically the tradition that I'm enjoying the most is just the wide array of food that seems to never end.
Yeah, and this as you mentioned, Indianapolis, a very diverse city. And certainly, you know, we're here at Ben Davis High School, a very diverse school. I know Warren Central and IPS and a lot of the other schools around town are very diverse, but in Ben Davis High School, I believe one of the most diverse schools in the city. So no question there are people that out there in our listening audience that are familiar with the traditions you're talking about as well.
I think the city could do a better job of really calling attention to those things because especially around the holiday season, the characteristics of some of these very diverse communities, especially around the holidays, can be very beautiful ceremonies. And it would be really neat if we could really highlight some of those to give people who may not have an opportunity to experience them otherwise, to put them out in front and maybe give them some public space to sort of explore those, in a safe environment where we can enjoy them. And learn more about them. So it'd be nice if we could do that.
Well, and I think that's true, too, for maybe some of the religious traditions that don't fall during December.
Ramadan,
Rosh Hashanah, some of the other things that we always hear, Yom Kippur, that we always hear about, or you see on the calendar.
Chinese New Year.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. You know, and we may or may not understand what the traditions are. It would be nice. That's a good idea. Why don't you do something about that, counselor?
I wish we knew somebody that we could talk to.
Well, City County Councilor Zach Adamson, I promised you 10 minutes, and I think it's been about 10. So I'll let you get back to what you need to do today. You've got a lot on your plate. So thank you very much for calling in.
Thank Anytime, John. Thanks.
City County Councilor Zach Adamson joining us there on the program. He's also a Giant, not a Ben Davis Giant, but a Marion Giant.
Marion Giant, yeah. So we were rivals, at least in basketball. The marching band used to mop the floor with us.
Well, I know I saw something on Twitter. Actually, it was from the Marion Athletic Department, and they had put together a video of all the great basketball titles and things that they had had there at Marion. Of course, I think they have 7 basketball titles at Marion. Ben Davis has 2, but
yeah, that's back when I was living in Marion, so it was a pretty exciting time to be a Giant then.
Absolutely, and I responded back to him. I said I prefer the Ben Davis Giants, but nice job, So. Well, Counselor, thanks a lot. Tell Christian I said hello.
I definitely will. I definitely will. Thanks,
Ziggy and Zeddy as well.
Absolutely. They're itching to go outside right now. So.
All right. Thank you, Counselor.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Counselor Zach Adamson joining us here on School Talk. Not with Emerson this morning, with John Easter. We'll, as Emerson likes to say, we'll take a break. We'll clear the board. We'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about holiday traditions. This is School Talk on Giant 90.9.
What do I have to look forward to? Nothing.
I just feel so alone.
I can't go on like this any longer.
Maybe everyone would be better off without me.
Nothing I do seems to make a difference.
Each year, nearly 1 million Americans attempt suicide. It is real. Recognize the signs that you or someone you love may need help. Help is out there. Call the 24-hour crisis line at 1-800-273-TALK because tomorrow may be too late.
So this is Christmas.
Welcome back to School Talk on Giant 90.9, your station for variety. John Easter with you here, along with Brianna Cooper.
Hello.
And Emerson not with us this morning, but we know he might call in. I know Emerson's very busy this morning. He's got some things on his plate, so that's why he couldn't be here. He wanted to be. This is one of his favorite shows of the year, is this one where we talk about holiday traditions. And, you know, while we went to break there, we just talked with City County Councilor Zach Adamson, who not only gave us an update on things going on at the city level, but also some of the holiday traditions that he has. What are some of your holiday traditions, Bree?
Well, I have a very large extended family, so a lot of times we don't get to see each other throughout the year. So a couple of days after Christmas, my dad's side gets together, and they all come over, or we all go over to my uncle's house, which we've got some new-ish babies in the family now. They're not quite newborns.
Right.
But, so that's going to be exciting.
Always fun.
Yeah. And then typically New Year's Eve, my family and I goes to my grandparents' church for Christmas Eve service, which is nice to be in like a community setting and see things that are going on around the holidays. So.
Well, I remember when I was little, we always used to have we'd have a big family get-together on Christmas Eve. And that's when we would all come together at my grandma's, who she lived downstairs from us. So we didn't have to go far. It wasn't a long trip at all. We just walked down the stairs. I remember being the youngest for the longest time because in my family, we have a group of grandkids that are in their 50s now. And then there's me in my late 30s, 39. I'm still holding on to late 30s, even though I'm almost 40. But it'll be 40s next year. But right now, I'm still late 30s. So I was several years after. And then one of my cousins got married to, it was Dr. Lantrip, who used to be one of the deputy superintendents here in Wayne Township. She's moved over to New Pal now. But she got married to a man that had 2 children from a previous marriage. So suddenly, I went from being first open presence to being third. And then since then, of course, you know, other people have joined the family. My brother had a child. My nephew is not a child anymore. Jacob, he's like 25. Jacob came in, and then my brother got married, and his wife had children from previous. So suddenly, you know, within a span of about 5 or 6 years, I went from being first to being like middle of the pack.
Yeah.
And But that's how we used to do it. We let the youngest open presents first, and then we would move up through. But the thing that's happened now, and I think this has happened with a lot of families, is we're starting to see each individual family unit, they're now having children and doing their own thing. Like my cousin or my brother's stepson, Josh, now has had to move to Florida because he got a job at a golf course down there. It's a great job. That's one of the best golf courses that you'll find. It's like a Jack Nicklaus design. And so he has now moved to Florida. Mm-hmm. My brother had to move to Chattanooga because he's a commercial printer, and the printing place that he was at had to close. So he moved to Chattanooga for a job. And, you know, what you have now is you see, like, each individual family unit is now kind of branching out on its own. And and so we're each starting new traditions, and this is kind of a transitional Christmas for a lot of us, which is sad in a lot of ways, because you remember back to the times when everyone was together and you'd all open presents together. And now it's me and mom and my niece and, you know, my aunt. And I mean, it's just like, it's changing.
Yeah.
And certainly once everything settles down, we'll figure everything out. But this year it's been a very transitional period for our Christmas. So, you know, that has been a change. And then on, back in the olden days, I should say, we would go to my aunt's on Christmas Day and have Christmas with them. So we always had Christmas with my Aunt Marilyn and my mom's side of the family on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And we'd have with my dad's side of the family on Christmas Eve. So it always worked out well. But I know, you know, Christmas, it seems like with Thanksgiving, there are always traditions around that holiday as well, and Easter and some of the others. But it seems like with Christmas, you know, there are ornaments that I have on my tree that my grandmother had on hers.
Yeah.
And those are the things that are cool for me.
Yeah.
And again, we're kind of ignoring some of the other holiday traditions, and I apologize for that. But, you know, those are some of the things that I hold near and dear to myself. The some of the ornaments that we have, some of the other things that are on my Christmas tree that my grandma had. I have an ornament that dates back to World War II, for example, on my tree. So whenever I look at that, I think about all the times that I put it on my grandma's tree, because I used to put up my grandma's tree for her.
Yeah.
It was a really easy tree, too. This thing, my grandma had the ugliest Christmas tree. Sorry, Grandma, but she did. She had the ugliest Christmas tree. This thing was like five pieces. You just put it up. And the thing always leaned, and you'd have to get it, you know, so that it wasn't going to fall over. And but she had these beautiful ornaments, and she used to like lots of garland and tinsel and lots of lights. Man, she put like 15 strands of lights on that thing. You're like, Grandma, that thing's going to blow up. She always liked her tree to be very festive, because that's the kind of person that she was. And it was so funny, though, some of those ornaments that were not in good shape then. I still have and put them up on my tree every year. It makes me think of Grandma. So yeah.
That's one of my favorite things about the holidays is going through the ornament box and finding stuff that people made when they were in, like, I know my mom has one that she made when she was in like sixth grade, I think. So I'm not going to say what year that came from for her sake, because she'd probably be mad. But it's dated a little bit, but it's cool to see like, through the, like, how, because I remember making ornaments when I was in like first grade in class, and seeing how they kind of changed from, you know, generation to generation in terms of what you make in school and the emphasis that they put on the holidays once you get older too.
Right. And it is kind of nice to look back at those things, because there still are some of those ornaments that I made. I remember going when there used to be Frank's on the corner of Girls School in Rockville. There used to be I think it's Dollar General now. There used to be a store in there called Frank's, and my grandma went there all the time. And she would get the ornaments, because she liked to make she'd get styrofoam balls, and she'd put like different things on them. And she would use pins and beads, and she would make these beautiful ornaments. My grandma was very creative. She was very into ceramics. very good at painting things. I mean, she was just a very creative person, and she would always make Christmas ornaments for people. And these beautiful ornaments, I still have some of those that Grandma made. But, you know, that's, I think, too, with no matter what the holiday is, whether it's Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, and some of the others that we even mentioned earlier, I think it's about getting together with your family and enjoying being with people, no matter, you know, what that family unit looks like. We know that our families are changing now. And, you know, we know that family for some people may not be the people that biologically raised them, but it's still everybody getting together. I think that's one thing that these traditions all have in common.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, as we continue here on School Talk, I guess maybe Emerson is very busy this morning. We wish him luck this morning. I know he's got some things going on, so we want to wish him luck. Nothing serious or anything, but, you know, we certainly want to wish him luck in his endeavors this morning. And we want to, of course, wish everyone a very safe and happy holiday season. Not only, you know, as we said, Christmas is coming up in less than a week. So if you haven't done all of your Christmas shopping and things, although I did read somewhere today that there's a, I want to say maybe Amazon or one of the major, you know, big box online stores, is guaranteeing that if you order something on Christmas Eve, you'll still get it in time for Christmas.
That's crazy. Yeah. I believe it though, the way that Amazon's pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, and all the things, I mean, just think about all the people that will work to make that happen for you.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be people that still have to go to work on Christmas and Christmas Eve. And you know, whether they be restaurant workers, because we know some places are open all the time, or whether they be the people who work in hospitals or the nurses, the first responders, everybody that goes to work on Christmas and then through the holidays, we certainly say thank you to you, the police officers, the firefighters, everybody does that public safety work. You know, we may have street plowers out. Yeah. I know they're saying possible snow, although it doesn't look like the Armageddon snowstorm they were predicting a few days ago. You know, certainly we know that there are people that will have to work on Christmas, and we thank you for that. It's something I've never had to do. And I'm very lucky, I suppose, that I have not. But certainly a lot of people are still trying to make ends meet, and they have to go into work. Yeah. So our hats off to you. And also we want to wish, I think it started Tuesday, so we'll say Thursday tonight will be the fourth night of Hanukkah. So midway through that celebration of 8 days. We certainly want to wish everyone a very happy Hanukkah out there. And, you know, it's a different tradition than Christmas, but certainly one that sometimes overlaps, and that's what we see this year. But I found out during research for the show that Hanukkah doesn't necessarily start in December. I didn't know
that. Yeah, I think last year was the first time in a long time that it started on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So it can be early. It depends on the Jewish calendar. So it depends on where it falls. So that was something I learned. As we continue here, we'll hold for our last call here. Maybe. Nope. Okay, wrong number. Sorry about that. We thought maybe we were getting our last call here. But Bree, anything before we go?
No, I just wish everyone a safe and happy holiday.
All right. Well, I guess we'll close it out then. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You got to teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. This is from memory. What you give out is what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the ones you're hanging with. Your future is in the ones you hang with. It's okay to copy, be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants.
I can't stand this ragged pants. I can't do it. I can't.
It's not complete without the paper ribbon.
I know, you got to do that, right? Views expressed on School Talk are not necessarily the views of the MSC of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG.
I am an entrepreneur.
Hey, how's it going? That's okay. Until next year, Emerson will be back. I think we'll be back January, let's see, 6, 7, 8. I think January 9th is our next show. So mark it on your calendar. We'll be back on School Talk.